Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, hello, yummies. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. I'm so excited that I finally launched my handmade crystal necklaces. I was inspired by collecting crystals around Park City and decided to create some. The crystals that are on the necklaces are a little clearer and have various shapes and sizes compared to the ones that I would find around town, but they're still natural and raw and beautiful, and I've attached them with some freshwater pearls for aesthetic reasons. And so feel free to look at them. They're $22. And right now I'm also doing free shipping for orders 44 or over. So if you'd love to support the show in any way, shape, or form, that is one way to do so. And I'm excited to make you your necklace. And this is one of the last oracle readings. If you would like more of these, maybe I can do it once a month or something. Let me know. I'm really curious. Feel free to message me anything at hello@yourownmagic.com or reach me there on my site, yourownmagic.com. And with that said, I'm excited to do this oracle reading. I'm using The Seasons of the Witch. And this was created by Lorianne Anderson and Juliet Diaz and illustrated by Giada Rose. And the illustration, Giada Rose, gorgeous. I also love the gold trimming, but this is another oracle deck that I really connect with. And as somebody who loves witchy anything, well, obviously I'm going to love this. Yeah, and so this oracle reading is going to be for the collective. I was thinking about questions that people usually want to gain clarity on, or if they grab their oracle and they have no idea what to ask it, I just thought maybe I should help guide you or help you in some way think of some questions. I think a common one is, what do I need to focus my energy on right now in life? Or what energy or influence is surrounding me at this moment that I need to be aware of? Or perhaps how can I overcome a specific challenge that I am currently facing? Another one is just, what exactly, this is probably the most common one, what is it, what message would you like me to know right now? And then, or what opportunity should I be aware of in the near future? Or what is the lesson or message of a current situation I'm in right now? Another one is, how can I enhance my spiritual growth and understanding, or help my relationships right now, help my emotional well-being right now? How can I bring more balance into my life? How can I connect more deeply with my intuition? How can I connect more deeply with you, my guides, my angels, the universe, whoever I'm talking to? What is something that I should be calling in right now when it comes to the goals and desires I have? What should I be aware of when it comes to the goals and desires I have? What do I need to remember to be grateful for right now? What is the significance of a particular person or relationship in my life? Why are they here? Or what steps can I take to improve this relationship? Or what guidance do I need for my career and my creative pursuits? I know for me right now, that's one I've been asking because I definitely am looking for, again, and I've talked about this so many times, but just reigniting that passion, that love, that fire. And I'll tell you what, doing these little episodes behind the mic where I'm doing oracle readings or just talking about things that I feel lighted by, ignited by, or just I'm curious about and I do research on and want to talk about, that has definitely fueled my passion again. I feel definitely rejuvenated, but I also feel like I want to add something in anew. And so I've been asking the oracle cards and I've been receiving some great clarity from that for my own personal life. And I feel like oracle is just a great way to receive that insight. Oracle decks are definitely a bit easier, I would say, because tarot, which I did post something, it has more of a structure. But of course, it's highly advised to cleanse that deck that you want to connect with and perhaps even meditate on the deck and just allow your human, your soul, to really feel whatever messages that this deck might be able to provide you. And set an intention, of course, before you're reading. Take a moment to really think about the guidance or the insight that you seek, and then ask the cards to provide some sort of clarity on a specific area of your life, and then simply shuffle the cards while you're focusing on your intention, and perhaps something will just fall out of your hand. That's usually what happens. Or you can lay them out like a rainbow and allow your hand to wave over it and just feel which card might be the one that you want to draw. Draw the cards. And there are several different spreads. I said that a common one is past, present, future. I typically, especially with these collective readings, just do a single card, maybe two, a combined card if that is what pops out. And then, of course, interpret the cards and trust your intuition. My interpretation will always be slightly different than your own because you and I are wearing different lenses and we have different perspectives on everything. However, there is likely some sort of similar insights that you and I both can gain from this. But then also always ask your intuition, what was it that I am taking from this reading? And then reflect on that message that the card provides. You know, consider how this might relate to your current situation or whatever your question was. And the cards will always offer insights and confirmations or guidance. And so use this information to make those informed decisions and gain a deeper understanding of your circumstance. And then, of course, repeat this as needed. You can use oracle cards as often as you like. Perhaps it's daily or weekly or whenever you just feel the need for the guidance. Each reading will really provide some sort of new perspective and insight. And it's always valuable. And so again, trust your intuition and allow the cards to just simply be supportive and an empowering resource in your personal journey. Just a great tool for self-reflection and guidance. That's it. It's simple. And so with that said, as I'm holding this Seasons of the Witch deck, let's see what the universe has in store for us, the Yomis, today. I'm going to do a double card, a combined card, and I'll look at them individually and then interpret their meaning together. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Ooh, this artwork is stunning. All right, indulgence. And it's my number, 19. Self-worth. You are worth every desire, every dream. Demand what is yours, demand what you need. Beltane is a natural time of indulgence, when the earth offers a feast for both eyes and stomachs as spring comes alive and expands in bursts of color and blooms. Like Mother Earth, you too will come alive when you indulge yourself. Indulgence doesn't necessarily mean eating an entire box of chocolates, though sometimes this might be required. The most productive way to indulge yourself is to acknowledge your worth and needs. Demand what is yours by giving to yourself first. Do you always put others before yourself? Are you working hard to fulfill someone else's dreams rather than your own? Do you stifle your own desires in favor of someone else's? Your dreams, needs, and desires matter as much as anyone else's, even more so because they are waiting patiently within your heart, waiting for you to find the time and space to bring them to life. Any card that reminds us to embrace the essence of our self-worth and desire feels always like the right card to pick. And I truly do also believe that there is no problem with indulging. Of course, everything in moderation, right? But there are things that I think we should always choose ourselves for, do something for ourselves. Also, Beltane, the arrival of spring, which is coming. And so this is a sign that those of us listening, we must allow ourselves permission to indulge and encourage ourselves to revel in the richness of life's offerings without any guilt. There might be something that you're thinking of right now that you feel a little guilty indulging in. Well, this is your sign that it's okay. It's okay. You deserve every joy and every dream and every luxury. It's your life. Don't allow any other person to dictate or rule how you want to look through your lens or see life, and allow this season to be a celebration of your wants and needs as well. And then indulge in the richness of your existence, because as spring blooms, you know, we know that this is the time that nature awakens during Beltane, the spring. And what a perfect timing for the card, since it's around the corner. The timing really couldn't be more perfect. So we're gonna allow this season to allow our vibrant energy to ignite our passions and just grant ourselves the pleasure of unbridled indulgence, period. Now, the other card I pulled was Primal. There is no other way around but through the very truth that lives within you. There is a primal force flowing through each of us. You feel it when your tummy rumbles. You feel the urge to eat, or when sexual desires overcome you while sharing a kiss with your beloved. These urges guide you to seek shelter when it rains, to cover up when you are cold, and to run when you are afraid. And while these urges are seen as being necessary for survival, other urges, such as honoring your wild, uninhibited self and raw nature, are not always welcome in modern society. However, they are equally essential to living. The Primal card is here to challenge you to let go of who you think you're supposed to be so you can become who you really are. If you have felt confused, stagnant, or lacking in motivation, or have a general sense you are going nowhere, it may be because you are trying to follow a path that isn't truly meant for you. Consider whether you are living to please others, doing what is expected of you rather than what brings you joy and fulfillment. Alternatively, if you find that you are in alignment with your current goals, consider whether you have been trying to emulate others rather than expressing your true self. You may have similar goals as another person, but you do not have to go about achieving them in the same ways. Trust that who you are is more than enough without having to change your core nature or adapt to fit in. Social detox. Social media is a powerful tool, but it can create anxieties and stress when you don't feel like you're where you want to be. If you are regularly comparing yourself to others, consider detoxing from all social media while you surrender to your true nature. Doing so will allow you to step into your own skin without social influence, which, you know, I am pro with social media detox. Anyway, I love this note for Primal. There is no other way around but through the very truth that lives within you. That's true. Whatever connects us at our core, I mean, that's our true being. We don't have to force anything or prove anything to anybody or try to emulate in any way, shape, or form, because first of all, we're not going to feel quite content not being 100% ourselves. There's always going to be a little bit of an offness. Second, when we mask our authentic self, we feel disconnected from our spirit, from our core, from who we are, which other people can feel as well. You can always sense that. And so an elemental energy that connects us to our core of our being is truly, again, within us, this primal force. So this card is inviting us to embrace the undeniable truth that is within us. We can shed the distractions of social media, whatever it is that mask our authentic self, and just let our true primal nature surge forth. This is a sign for all of us to know that our pure essence is perfectly perfect, imperfect, or whatever as it is. So let's just strip away the layers and allow this essence to just flow freely and allow that unbreakable connection within ourself to finally be. And so if we were to intertwine these cards, I'd say maybe this spring is all about self-discovery and also authenticity. So of course we must honor our worth and urge ourselves to claim our desires and dreams with an unwavering confidence, but also embrace the richness of life's pleasures. And then this primal card echoes our deeper truth. And together, they simply are telling us to recognize the intrinsic connection between our indulgent desires and our primal nature. And it's okay to have both and to shed the distractions, as we are encouraged to just be raw and have this untamed energy within, and be okay with, maybe it's a rebrand, maybe it's trying a new career, maybe it's entering into a relationship that scares you, but trying something new that you feel, you know, deep within your soul is right, and unapologetically embrace it in your true self. How my new self sees the world, instead of trying to cater to what I feel once worked. because maybe what once worked doesn't always work anymore. And so this is just it's a dynamic duo. I feel like these cards for me really resonate. I hope that they resonate in your own way, whatever messaging this is for you, given your different lens, and that as we weave them together, this indulgence and this primal authenticity is going to hopefully be a harmonious celebration this spring of being our most genuine and unbridled self and embrace our essence, our richness, our truth. And I love this. I think that this was a sign for me, and hopefully this was also a sign for you. I'll tell you one thing. So I'm recording this Friday, the 23rd, and I know tomorrow there will be a full moon. And by the time this is released, the full moon will already have taken place, the peak of the full moon. But I have had difficulty sleeping during this full moon. And I know that this is a phenomenon that many people go through. And a lot of it might have to do with the increased brightness in the sky, might interfere with our ability to achieve optimal sleep. Also, it alters our circadian rhythm, people say. And there's also psychological factors and environmental factors and spiritual factors. But man, I need to go sleep. And I'm just letting you know, if you've had a hard time sleeping this week, you're not alone. This full moon, and pretty much every full moon, it happens to a lot of us. So hopefully you're getting your rest now that the full moon has passed. I know it's still pretty bright out, but I think that practicing relaxation techniques before bedtime can help. I'm curious, and I'd love to read someone's response if somebody has any response to this, what you do during the full moon when you have a hard time sleeping. Because I wake up at 3 and I cannot go back to sleep until 7. And then I sleep for just a couple hours. So I'm so curious what a lot of you do during the full moon when you can't sleep. So yeah, let me know. Feel free to email me at hello@yourownmagic.com. And again, of course, I have my earrings and necklaces on eyesofaspen.com. Yeah, I have interviews coming up soon, so the episodes will be longer and it'll be like we're going back to the classic ways of yum. But I've got some cool guests that I'm genuinely so excited to talk to. So with that being said, I hope you have a magical rest of your day. And thank you for tuning in to this episode. Send them my love. Mwah. Yomies, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.